Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back. We're back here with PSO, I believe. I'm Nick with a Pointless Sports Opinion Baseball Podcast, just rolling it by myself. Chase and Caleb did another basketball podcast. Check it out. Check us out on Twitter and Instagram at PSO Sports 1. And then everywhere else you guys get your podcasts, just find us at Pointless Sports Opinions. So opening day for the MLB is tomorrow, starting tomorrow. I am recording this on Wednesday evening on the 31st. Baseball all day tomorrow, April 1st. I'm so excited. So I just wanted to get here and do a quick rundown of, what I'm expecting or what you're expecting or what is to come for a 162-game season. So last year, we saw the pandemic cut the season to 60 games. It kind of sucked. 60 games of baseball. Our World Series winners were the Dodgers. They got over the hump. They did it. They finally did it. They've been so good for, 5 years, winning 100 games. They've been to 2 World Series and lost. Correct, it was to the Red Sox and the Astros, and now they finally beat the Rays, I think, in 6 or 7 games. It was the 2 best teams in the MLB. Rays had the best record in the AL. Dodgers had it in the NL. And it's a fun World Series, and they finally came away victorious. So I'm just kind of ready for the 162. That's what I'm used to. That's what I love. I love watching baseball every day, and if you're a baseball fan, I'm sure you do too. So, storylines coming into this year. We got a rival to the Dodgers. The San Diego Padres have gotten meaner, bigger, badder, and better. We saw them extend to Fernando Tatis Jr. monster contract. We saw them trade for Blake Snell and Yu Darvish. They have solidified that bullpen. If you guys remember last year, they actually got Clevinger from Cleveland, and he's going to be hurt starting this year, maybe all of this year. But just think of that lineup with Machado and Tatis. The top 2 starters on the team are ridiculous. They've gotten more talent there as well. So you better watch out for the Dodgers, if you're the Dodgers. You got a really, really strong opponent this time. I don't think they've seen the likes of opponent this strong since they've kind of gone on this epic run. But the Dodgers aren't afraid. They've got Bellinger. They've got Seager. They got Turner back. They've got all their guys, Muncie. Will Smith, the catcher, new guy coming in. They got Kershaw. They got Buehler. They got May. Oh, and did we forget they signed Trevor Bauer to a 3-year deal. It's got options in it, but they signed Trevor Bauer. That's mean. That's scary. So I don't think the Dodgers are really thinking too hard about the Padres, because they went and upgraded themselves even after they won the World Series. So, you know, they're gonna look forward to winning 100 games. And then, I mean, another big storyline, another big move in the offseason that we saw was the New York Mets taking Francisco Lindor away from the Cleveland Indians. They traded for him. Obviously, man, that's better. They got a stud shortstop, and he's a great hitter, one of the best in the game, to put alongside Michael Conforto and Pete Alonso. And they're hoping for big things out of those three guys. They're trying to extend Lindor right now. We'll see what happens. They offered him 10 years, $325 million. Lindor counteroffered 12 years, $385 million. We'll see what happens. I don't think the Mets are too worried about, you know, losing out on the Lindor sweepstakes, because next year in the offseason we got a bunch of free agents that are stud shortstops hitting the market. So, but within the division, you know, Atlanta won it last year, and they're still just as good. They got Marcell Ozuna back for 4 years. Freddie Freeman's coming off his MVP season of last year. Mike Soroka's coming back. He was really good for him in 19, and he's tore his Achilles in the first couple games. He's coming back. They got Max Fried. They got some studs on that staff, you know. And then I'm probably not even talking about their best player yet, Ronald Acuna Jr. He's going to blow up this year. He's going to be awesome. MVP candidate for sure. I think it's going to come down to him and Tatis. And don't forget about Albies. Don't forget about Swanson. They are deep, ready to try to retain their title in the NL East. Can the Mets counter? I mean, the Mets do have that stud horse in DeGrom, who's going to, you know, probably be a Cy Young winner again. And if they can not bust like we all know the Mets can, I think we can see a good battle for the top of the division. But we can't forget about Washington, and we can't forget about Philadelphia. Washington's got Scherzer and Soto. I mean, goodness gracious. That is Soto, one of the best players in the league, and we can't forget about Mad Max, man. He's going to do his thing, stay healthy, he's going to be great. And they still got Strasburg, too. They still got Corbin, also. So they won the World Series 2 years ago. Let's not forget that. But they got Soto leading that offense. I don't think they're too worried. You got Trey Turner as well. You got a trade for Josh Bell from the Pirates. They're hoping he can do big things for them. And then the Phillies, can't count them out either. We got Aaron Nola there leading the staff. And then I think Bryce Harper's going to have a big bounce back here. I don't think he was in bad last year, but we saw 60 games of Harper. We're going to see 162. He's going to be great. Reese Hoskins is there. We got Gene Segura. We got Alec Boehm. We're going to see him hopefully kind of flourish into a star for him. That division's going to be tough. And then Miami, we don't even know about them. I'm going to assume they're going to be in last place. But remember, in the 60-game season, they made the playoffs and they beat the Cubs round one. So you never forget about Miami. Derek Jeter's doing his thing over there. He knows what he's doing. Sneaky good there, I feel like. But they could be in the cellar of that division. And then the last NL division we got to talk about is the Central. The big move there was the St. Louis Cardinals trading for Nolan Arenado. They got him for nothing. Some prospects, Austin Gomber, and then the Rockies even sent him $50 mil. That shot the Cardinals to probably the favorite of that division, having Arenado and Goldschmidt at the corners. They brought Yadi Molina back, and they brought Adam Wainwright back. They got their franchise icon still in tech. And those dudes aren't any slouches. They're gonna be big contributors if this team's gonna win and be good and go far. They need those guys to produce, and they need some help around Goldschmidt and Arenado. You need the guys like Dylan Carlson to produce, or Paul DeYoung producing, or Tommy Edman. And if Matt Carpenter somehow gets at bats, he needs to figure his life out. He needs to figure out how to hit to make this Cardinals team go. I don't think the Cubs are that far behind. They've still got that core that won the World Series in 2016. They've still got it still there. Rizzo, Baez, Hayward, Contreras, Kyle Hendricks is still there. They brought back the guy who probably never should have left, Jake Arrieta. He looks good. I think he could have a nice bounce-back season for him. So don't count the Cubs out. I think they could definitely make a strong push for this division. And then I think the third team that can actually fight for a spot to win this division is the Milwaukee Brewers. Led by stud pitching, Corbin Burns and Brandon Woodruff. They're going to be lights out. They're going to strike out a lot of guys. I think people don't really know a lot about them. Those two guys, they're in Milwaukee, but they're great. You got Christian Yelich there too. He's the focal point of that offense. They stole away Colton Wong from their division rival, the Cardinals, so they just upgraded at second base. They got a Gold Glover, and Colton Wong hits at Miller Park, so I think he's going to have a career year. I think Cincinnati, losing Bauer, struggling on offense. We're going to see if Votto can come back. They got Castellanos. Eugenio Suarez is moving over short, and they got a prospect, Jonathan India, I believe, coming at third. I don't know really what to think of them. They got worse. They didn't look good last year. And like I said, losing Bauer sucks. And then the Pirates, worst team in the league last year. I don't think we're going to see much out of them. They traded away Josh Bell. They don't have a whole bunch going for them. They're retooling, rebuilding. Maybe in a couple years you're going to see them do something. But let's jump over to the AL. We're going to start in the East, where we saw the Tampa Bay Rays get to another World Series. They're second in their franchise history. And they put up a heck of a fight, man. But the Dodgers were able to be crowned champion. And the Rays are coming off a questionable offseason. They got rid of Blake Snell. They lost Charlie Morton. They got guys, you know. The Rays are going to be able to throw out guys because they don't really pay a bunch of money for players. But they got Austin Meadows there. Can't forget about him. And then Randy Arozarena is kind of the breakout star last year. They need him to reproduce or repeat what he did last year. And I think they have a fighting chance to kind of kick the tires on winning that division or at least, you know, making the wild card. It's just we got two wild cards, got to remember. I think the Yankees are the favorite for that division. They got Cole. I mean, if you can get a good year out of him, stay healthy, he's going to be a Cy Young winner. We're going to see their offense, hopefully healthy. Stanton's there. We got it. We haven't seen any.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hang on to Mike Stanton since they traded for him. Giancarlo. You got Judge there. They re-signed LeMahieu to a big contract. They still got Gleyber Torres, Gio Urshela. I mean, they have some bats. They're gonna be missing Luke Voit for the first month of the season, but I think it's their division to lose, to be honest. I think Toronto, the Blue Jays, can make a good run at being a good team this year, possibly making a wild card spot. I don't think they'll sniff the division, but we'll see. Led by Hyun-Jin Ryu. Their big offseason acquisition in the 2019-2020 offseason. And you got to remember, they got these young studs. Vlad Guerrero Jr. You got Bo Bichette. You got Kevin Biggio. And then you just added George Springer. I mean, this offense is going to be scary. If they can figure out their pitching staff, man, we're gonna be talking about how exciting and how young of a good team this is. So don't sleep on the Blue Jays. And then the bottom players of that division are the Orioles and the Red Sox. The Orioles won one more game than the Red Sox last year. I'm not that excited for either of those teams. The Red Sox looked like they were retooling. Baltimore's been doing it for a couple years now. So, sorry for those fan bases. You're kind of sitting waiting for stuff to happen, waiting for another couple of years. We're going to move to the Central. the team that I'm excited for the most is the Chicago White Sox. Big injury happened last week with them. They lost one of their outfielders, Eloy Jimenez. That's a big, big loss for them. Going to be tough to replace that power because he was hitting 30 home runs a year if he was playing this year. But Hall of Famer Tony La Russa comes out of retirement. Comes back to his first team he ever managed to maybe get a shot at redemption there. And he's going to be a good man to lead him. He's going to be able to lead him past the Jimenez injury. You still got MVP of last year, Jose Abreu. I mean, you got Yoan Moncada. You still got Luis Robert. You got a good lineup, and then you got two studs in Lucas Giolito and Lance Lynn fighting it out, pitching every day, being Bulldogs. That's going to be exciting. And then they got the Aussie, Liam Hendricks, as the closer. Bad accent. But he got a nice chunk of change, and he's been dominant. We usually see relievers regress, but you know maybe he lives up to that contract. The team that won the division last year was the Minnesota Twins. They didn't lose much. They still got Kenta Maeda and Jose Barrios leading that rotation. And we got to think about the old men and Josh Donaldson and Nelly Cruz still doing their thing there. They're gonna be an exciting team. So don't really forget about them. They got the power. Cleveland Indians, I'm kind of not high on them this year. They just got rid of, you know, Francisco Lindor, their franchise player. You know, they traded Clevinger last year. They lost Kluber. Well, they traded him before the start of last season. But, you know, that team we're used to seeing, they're gone. Jose Ramirez is still there, and, you know, he's a potential MVP candidate every year, as long as he's right. And Shane Bieber won the Cy Young unanimously, I think, last year. And he's great. If Terry Francona can tinker, and if that ownership group can kind of get the right guys in place, they can make a run at the division, or at least a wild card spot. So I guess I can't count them out just yet. And then the next team we have, the Kansas City Royals, led by Mike Matheny. I think Dayton Moore has built a quiet, sneaky, good team. Sal Perez just got extended. They traded for Andrew Benintendi from the Red Sox. Don't sleep on them. I think they could be at least 500. We'll see what happens. I think they're going to be very exciting. Kind of like the Blue Jays, not as talented, but exciting, as long as Matheny doesn't send them to the wrong way, like he has been known to do. And then leading up to the bottom of that division is Detroit, the Tigers. Miguel Cabrera is still there, hanging out after they saved him that monster contract. You know, maybe you see Miggy do something cool. Maybe you see him have a great year, stay healthy. But there's not much there. I know Casey Mize, a number one draft pick or a top draft pick a couple years ago, he's going to get a spot in the rotation. But Detroit, you're waiting. It's a long ways away from those great teams that were in the World Series back in the Verlander days. And then the last division we can cover is the AL West. The Athletics won it last year. I think they're going to be another contender again. They got the Mets at the corners. Olsen at first, Chapman at third. They did lose Marcus Semien, who went to the Blue Jays as well. That's another big piece for the Blue Jays that they picked up. But, you know, Oakland's ownership group is going to be able to find them guys that they can plug and play. I don't even know if you guys know who Ramon Laureano or Mark Canha. But they're just guys they're able to fill in and put, and they're good. They got a good staff. They're going to be able to find dudes in the bullpen and just throw them out there, and they're going to be good. The Astros are probably right behind them. No Verlander this year. I think he's out still with Tommy John. You still have Greinke. You still have Urquidy. I don't know exactly how to say his name. You lose Springer, though. That's tough. Correa is in a contract year. I don't know if he's going to stick with them. They offered him a six-year, $120 million contract. He said no way. Springer, like I said, gone. Altuve not getting any younger. So we're going to see what they do. Because they've been in the World Series, what, two of the past 4 years, 5 years? So they're still talented. They're still good. Dusty Baker's going to lead those boys and be just fine for the most part. Seattle, I don't really know what to think about Seattle. I have no idea. They had Kyle Lewis, the Rookie of the Year last year. He's going to start the season hurt. They had an issue with manipulating service time last this start of the season. Kelenic, They were not going to bring him up because of service time, I believe. Let's get rid of that service time crap. We're tired of it. Let these kids play. We want to see it. That's what you need, baseball. Infuse your sport with young talent. I think the Angels could be sneaky good, to be honest. I think Joe Madden can lead these guys. I mean, look at Shohei Ohtani. The show is back. He's going to be pitching. He's going to be throwing a 98-mile-per-hour fastball. He's going to be throwing that devastating splitter. And he's going to be hitting you bombs when he's hitting. The dude's still only like 25. He's just kind of third, fourth year in the league. Oh, and did we forget the best player in baseball? We can't forget about Mike Trout. He's going to be great. Hopefully Ohtani can, you know, give him some protection. You still got Upton. Old money Albert Pujols is there. It's his last year in the contract. We don't know if he's going to play anymore. But, you know, you want to see Albert, you know, play 140 games, maybe hit 30 homers. Get to 700, Albert. We'd all love that. Baseball would love that. You're important, too, for the team. They need you to be good to succeed. And then bringing up the bottom of the division is the Texas Rangers. They're kind of retooling. It's been a while since they've been good. The back-to-back World Series appearances, and they haven't showed up in the World Series since. Might be cursed, but we'll see what happens with them. So that's kind of a breakdown of how the season was last year and is going into this year. I'll give you guys my division winners. So we'll go with the Yankees in the AL East. I'm going to go with the White Sox in the AL Central. And we'll probably put Oakland in the AL West. And then the other two wild card teams, I'm going to go with the Rays. And I'll probably pick the Twins. I want to see the Angels make it, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think your ALCS matchup will be the Yankees versus the White Sox. And I'm going to say, let's see the White Sox get into a World Series appearance, hey, for the first time since 05. And then let's jump to the NL. In the NL East, I think we're going to see the Braves win that. And then when we jump to the NL Central, I'm going to say the Cardinals. It's going to be close, though. And then in the West, I don't think the Padres will dethrone the Dodgers just yet. I think the Dodgers will win that division. I think the Padres will make a wild card run. And it's hard for me to pick another wild card team. You know, let's just say I think the Mets are going to bust. I think the Nationals will come back. They only had 60 games. They started out slow the year they won the World Series. Started out slow last year. If they get off to a slow start again, we got 162 to play, boys and girls. So I think Washington will make that last playoff spot. And I think my NLCS will be the Padres versus the Dodgers. And then again, the Dodgers will get the best of the Padres. And then our World Series matchup will look like going to be the Dodgers versus the White Sox. I'm going to go with the White Sox. Let's see it. Let's see old man Tony come back and, you know, lead the club to a World Series title. I'd like that. So that's my predictions and some more predictions, the MVPs and the Cy Youngs, and we'll wrap this bad boy up. MVP of the NL. Like I said, it's a toss-up between Acuna Jr. and Tatis. I think I'm going to give it to Tatis just because he's going to coming off signing that monster contract, so I'm excited for him. And then we got in the AL, that's going to be a tough one to see, but I think Mike Trout's going to take it again. We're going to see Mike Trout be great again. Maybe lead the Angels to a little run in the playoffs. I don't know. Probably not. And then we got Cy Young Awards. It's going to be an easy one for me. NL is going to be DeGrom and the AL. We're going to see Gerrit Cole pitch lights out for the Yankees. So, guys, I'm excited. I hope you're excited. Excited to be doing podcasts again. Chase, Caleb, Luke, let's get this show on the road. But thanks for listening. Spread the word.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.